I've had a million favorite songs, you know, from the time I was born until now, you know, at any given time. But that was one of the first, like, oh, that's like my favorite song right now, you know. And my dad had this old pickup truck that had a cassette player in it, and I have the actual cassette that me and my dad used to listen to, like the exact one of that album. And that song just always, I mean, stuck out to me. And that was probably one of my first experiences, subconsciously even knowing what like a hit song was. Because, I mean, I didn't know at the time that that was a hit song, right? Like, I was, when I first heard it, I was probably 3, or that song had been out probably 5 years already at that time. I think that came out 88 or 89 or something. And but I remember hearing it and being like, man, I like this song. I mean, I liked every song on that album, but that song, for whatever reason, really just stuck out to me. And I didn't really know why or anything. So I listened to it my whole life. You know, I always come back to it. And then when I started teaching myself to play, it was the first song that wasn't just like this thing that I taught myself to play. It took me a long time to learn how to play that song. Anyone that's ever...
It is your guitar. Like, if you pick up a guitar...
That's what I'm playing.
There's no doubt.
You're
playing
that song.
No doubt.
Back in the... Yeah. Neon days when we'd sound check, there'd be like 3 or 4 songs he would always grab the guitar and play
the
it
solo from What I Got by Sublime.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah, and then Avett Brothers song called Murder in the City.
Yep.
I always play that one, and then Tracy Chapman, Fast Car for sure. And that's the only 3 songs I know on guitar to this day. But no, it just took me a really long time because I was like that song was way more advanced on guitar than I was when I learned it, right? Like I feel like I'm just now really like proficient enough to play that song well enough to do it on stage, like just at this point. But I could play that song 10 years ago because I just sat there and played it. It took me months to be able to play it, and then to be able to play it and sing it took even more time, you know? So I always would just kind of cover that at my bar gigs, and people just loved it as much as I loved it, you know? And, you know, you hear a song like Chris Stapleton do Tennessee Whiskey, is like, how many people's only impression of that song is Chris Stapleton doing that song?
Millions.
Not to mention that George Jones has cut it, and David Allan Coe's cut it, and, you know, all these people have cut this song. It's been around for generations of country music fans. And it's even been a single for other people, too. And then when Chris did it, it just, you know, it got this whole new life. And I think that's what I love that song so much. And I think it's such a great song that it deserves to be heard by a whole generation of people that haven't heard it before. And so to be able to, like, have an opportunity to do that, especially with a song that's meant so much to me and my love of music from as far back as I can remember is super unique.